greet your brothers and tell the tale so often told of the love that lies beneath our banner, the black, the white, and gold. So lift your voices in endeavor with brothers also good and true. Then we'll give a toast to the one we boast, to dear old Sigma Nu.
Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of the Gabble Podcast. The Gabble Podcast is the official podcast of Sigma Nu Fraternity and is a show dedicated to keeping you updated on the operations of the Legion of Honor and connecting you to stories from our brotherhood. To find out more from the fraternity, you can always check out our website at sigmanu.org. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Sigma Nu HQ or by searching for Sigma Nu Fraternity. My name is Christopher Brenton. I'm Sigma Nu's Director of Communications, and I'm honored to serve as your host for this podcast. On today's episode, we are joined by Brother Walt Sokol, an alumnus of our Zeta Eta chapter at Tufts University. Brother Sokol is a principal with Deloitte in their human capital practice and was recently appointed to the board of directors for City Year in Philadelphia. City Year is a nonprofit that partners with public schools to provide full-time, trained AmeriCorps members who support student success. During our conversation, Walt reflects on his career in consulting and shares insights into the personal and professional benefits of engaging in nonprofit service, volunteering on an organizational board, and serving with the fraternity. I hope you enjoy this conversation and the knowledge he shares. Without further ado, Brother Walt Sokol.
Brothers in Sigma Nu united, brothers who by the sword were knighted, blessed by a star shining afar, rocked in the cradle of old Virginia, five arms that bind our hearts together, Queen of the Southern Sky.
Brothers, welcome back to the Gavel Podcast. Today, I'm excited to be joined by Brother Walt Sokol, who currently serves as a principal in Deloitte's Human Capital Practice and was recently appointed to the Board of Directors for City Year in Philadelphia. Walt's early career experience also saw him serve for a few years on staff with the General Fraternity, and I look forward to talking with him about how professional development opportunities like City Year, AmeriCorps, and even working for the fraternity can make a lasting impact and develop young professionals through service. Brother Sokol, welcome to the Gavel Podcast.
Thanks, Christopher. Thanks for inviting me. I'm really excited for our conversation today.
Well, let's kind of dive in. If you have had the chance to listen to the Gavel Podcast, or for general listeners who are tuning in, you know that we typically start with trying to better understand our guest's Sigma Nu story. So let's start there. I understand that you joined our Zeta Eta chapter,
nope.
Right?
That's correct. Yep. Zeta Eta.
Yes. Zeta Eta at Tufts University. What led you to, and I'm actually a little bit embarrassed because I consulted that chapter when I was a leadership consultant. What led you to join Sigma Nu at Tufts?
Yeah. Thanks for that question. I had had a couple cousins that were in fraternities older than me. And so I understood the experience that they had. So when I went to Tufts, I looked around on campus, looked at a few fraternities. The Sigma Nu guys were frankly friendly. The house location was great. It was right in the middle of campus, and it just looked like a good experience. And the more I learned during Rush, the more I felt comfortable with the fraternity. And so I made that decision, and it was a great decision for me.
Are there any particular memories that are that come to mind when you think back of that experience that were, you know, that have had a lasting impact or just cherished memories from that time?
Well, I would say a couple things. First of all, I had my first, I'd say, big leadership opportunity. I ran for commander and was elected commander. And so in my junior year, second semester of my junior year and first semester of my senior year, I had the opportunity to be the commander and learned a ton during that time. So that was a great development opportunity. And then, you know, the fun of brotherhood, obviously everyone's got a ton of great stories of the fun they had as an undergraduate. I think the lasting memory for me, I mentioned to you that our chapter house was right in the middle of campus. We had a great backyard where we used to play wiffle ball all the time. And I went to a reunion a few years back. And unfortunately, our chapter is no longer active, and our fraternity house is now a university building. But one of the brothers that was at the reunion knew a Tufts University cop and said, would it be all right if we played wiffle ball in the backyard of this university building? It was a weekend and they were closed. He said, sure, just behave yourselves. So we played wiffle ball in the backyard, bunch of old men, but we had a great time. And it brought me back to my days as an undergraduate.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I, even though I embarrassingly forgot briefly forgot the name of the chapter designation for the school, I really enjoyed my opportunity to work with those men back in, I think, 2012 to 2014 before the chapter closed. You know, and it was, I think, just a really great opportunity to be on campus. And I think that I don't know if the chapter had gone back into the house at the time. I think they were just operating unhoused. But I can remember, I think Charlie Trantanella, he was the chapter advisor, who I think may have been in school around the time that you were there.
It was. Yep. Charlie was an undergraduate with me. Yeah.
I think he pointed out the chapter house. So I'm familiar with the location that you're talking about.
Yep.
Well, that's good. Well, speaking of Sigma Nu, you are kind of one of the rare few, the cherished few, in my opinion, who after graduation came to work for the fraternity following graduation. You know, just out of curiosity, kind of what motivated that decision? Yeah, let's start there. What motivated that decision?
Well, I met with the educational field consultant that visited when I was the commander of the chapter. And as a English and Spanish double major at Tufts, I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do next. But I talked to that gentleman, Tony Bachmeyer, about the job, and he told me how to apply. And you know, it was a great opportunity, and I snapped at it when it was offered to me. So it was really just visiting with Tony when he was on campus, and I was the commander that got me interested. And you know, I didn't know what I wanted to do. And, you know, my career has progressed as a management consultant for over 30 years. And I got into that field because I still didn't really know what I wanted to do. I wanted to try different things. And so that spirit of trying different things as a consultant, I think, started as an educational field consultant at Sigma Nu in 1991.
Well, we're going to get to it just a moment. You know, your experience joining the board with City Year, which has some similarities to, I think, you know, young professionals coming to work for the fraternity, having this period of kind of professional development. But before we kind of transition to that, you know, staying with you for your time at Sigma Nu working for the fraternity, I really resonate with that idea of kind of trying to figure things out. I would say that probably is very similar to my own experience. But were there any kind of other takeaways that you feel like you gained from that experience that have stayed with you in your professional career?
Yeah, I'd say personally and professionally. So I'm not sure if any of my Tufts chapter brothers will be listening to this, and they might be upset if they are, but I think I gained more. First of all, my undergraduate experience was fantastic. But I gained more in my 3 years working for the fraternity than I did as an undergraduate, including amazing friends that I keep to this day. And whenever we have reunions in Lexington, it's sort of a highlight for me to go back and visit with everyone. You know, staying on the personal front for 1 second, I met my wife in Lexington. She was at Washington and Lee. And so we both have reasons to go back and visit our friends and her alma mater. So great experience, but I tell people in business all the time that work with me or our clients, you know, when we start to talk about our careers, I say, I spent 3 years working for Sigma Nu fraternity. I was an educational field consultant. I was our director of expansion. And in my third year, I helped to work on our leadership program lead and also to plan our grand chapter. And I said, 75% of what I do every day in consulting, I learned in those 3 years. I learned public speaking. I learned interviewing techniques. I learned crisis management. it was an incredible, incredible experience. And I use those skills every day.
That's awesome. And also, too, you know, I've met you a couple of times, but I don't think this fact has ever popped up. It is kind of, again, strikingly similar life experience to mine, that I also met my wife, who was at WNL when I was living in Lexington. So funny how we're running parallel there. She was in law school at the time. And so it's kind of funny that is working out that way.
Outstanding.
Well, let's transition a little bit. So one of the kind of reasons we were excited to talk to you is we learned of your recent joining of the board for City Year. For listeners who may not be familiar, would you mind kind of sharing what City Year is and what it does and why its mission resonated with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So City Year is an organization that focuses on student success, primarily in inner city school districts. And so, as you mentioned earlier, the City Year members, the core members, are part of AmeriCorps. And typically they are college graduates, in some cases actually high school graduates, who will take a year before going on to college or whatever they choose to do with the rest of their lives. But high school or college graduates who will give a year to go to a school district, and City Year will put a team of core members in each school. And they'll serve as teachers, assistants, and as I said, student success counselors. They'll sit in the classroom and provide extra academic support. They'll do tutoring for students. They'll do extracurricular activities with students. They'll serve as informal counselors to students. And I assume you have other questions, and so we'll talk more about City Year, but it's really a very worthwhile organization. I can see how it helps students in the schools, but also how it helps those who choose to volunteer, not volunteer, they're paid, but to participate and give a year of their life to that cause.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and too, I mean, just with us already having the chance to talk about your time on staff, I mean, I can see how, you know, there's some connective tissue here, you know, seeing kind of a similar value from a different type of mission, but one that, you know, still is preparing young professionals for, you know, life after college or life after high school, but then also making a positive impact in their community, which is great. You know, are you, are there any particular goals or challenges as you're joining this board that you're kind of eager to help the organization address?
Well, it's an interesting time. You know, I joined the board with the transition, the presidential transition and the focus on government efficiency, there have been budget cuts, cuts to programs like AmeriCorps. And so City Year is working through that and trying to understand how to be more efficient and effective with the funds that they do have and to support the core members that they have. And so in my career as a consultant, as a business professional, I've been through some interesting times, you know, starting with the dot-com boom and bust and 9/11 and the impact of that, and the 2008 financial crisis, and then COVID. And I was in a leadership position at Deloitte during COVID. And each of these times, I learned more and more things about how to work through difficult situations as a leader. And as I mentioned earlier, part of that I learned at Sigma Nu, both as an undergraduate and on staff, in terms of, you know, working through crises, whether they be big or small. So City Year's going through a bit of a crisis right now, from a budget standpoint. And we on the board, both in Philadelphia and nationally, and City Year is a national organization with chapters all over the country. But we on the board in Philadelphia are working hard to think about how we drive efficiency while still providing the services that are required in the schools. So those are the challenges. Those are the challenges we're facing.
Yeah. So this might be a helpful clarifying question for me, but then also maybe for our listeners. So I know that you joined the City Year board in Philadelphia. Does that mean that you are primarily helping to support the city year chapters in and around the city or region? Or how does that work for your work and for the work that city year is doing?
It's fascinating. I'm on the Philadelphia board, so I support the Philadelphia City Year branch, which serves, I should know this, I think two big school districts, the Philadelphia School District and the Norristown School District. And within those school districts, north of 10 schools. So I serve Philadelphia. What's interesting is there's a national organization with a national board. And in some ways, the structure is similar to Sigma Nu, that you might think of what I do almost as a house corporation or a chapter alumni advisor, focused on the operations and effectiveness of my chapter, or in this case, the Philadelphia organization. But we need to stay aligned with the national organization. And interestingly, at one of my first board meetings, there was conversation about, well, what value are we getting from the national organization for the financial commitment that we need to make? And I certainly remember having a number of those conversations when I was on staff with Sigma Nu, what can you show us what value we're getting for our dues to the national organization? And that was always a good conversation where I felt we could demonstrate the value. And I believe that the national organization of City Year is providing value to our Philadelphia group. But it's just sort of a fun conversation to have because I'd been there 30 years ago when I was on staff.
Yeah, that's hilarious that you can see such connective tissue and connective experience from your time on staff. That's really funny. So City Year is often described as kind of a national service pipeline. In kind of your perspective, like, why do you feel like opportunities like this are so impactful, both for the students and then also for the individuals who serve with City Year?
Well, let me tell you, I wanted to try and get to this, and this question's a good place to do it. Let me tell you a little bit about my history with City Year. So I joined Deloitte 17 years ago, and shortly thereafter, there was an opportunity to volunteer as a mentor. And so, 20 or 25 Deloitte professionals volunteered to be mentors for City Year core members. Typically the coaches, so each school has a team leader that's usually a second or third year City Year core member. And so we were mentors to them. And I did that for 3 years. This was, 2008, 2009, 2010 in there, working with a different young adult each year and talking to them and learning from them about what goes on in the schools, about how they were leading their team of three or four core members and the challenges that came with that. And I learned a ton about the mission of the organization and how they were helping students. And hopefully they learned a bit from me about leadership and managing teams and driving efficiency and all that. So that was my first exposure to City Year. And that program, sort of waned a bit. While I always kept an eye on City Year, I wasn't actively involved then for, almost 15 years. And then a friend and partner of mine at Deloitte came to me and said he was on the board and had to step away for some personal reasons, and would I be interested? And given that past history, I absolutely was. So that's how I got back on the board, or on the board and back involved with City Year. But I learned about their mission and the value that they were providing. First and foremost, it's about the students. And I recently did a school visit after joining the board and watched the core members interact with the students and watched the difference that they were making, including being in a school district where a lot of kids spoke Spanish. The teachers didn't, or some of them didn't, but the City Year professionals did and were translating in the back of the room for the students. I mean, stuff like that goes a long way. So you see that value. And then you see the value in some of the growth of the core members. And I know I'm going on here for a bit, but one last story. The first person I mentored in 2008, a guy named Omar, I followed Omar's career from leaving City Year to going to the University of Pennsylvania to get his master's. And now he's
involved as an executive for a nonprofit organization in the Philadelphia region, and I couldn't be prouder. And when I met Omar at first, he still hadn't graduated college. He'd taken a number of college courses and then decided to go work at City Year. So it was a great story to see Omar's advancement, to see that of other core members, and to see what they do in the schools. The mission is right aligned with sort of my values.
Well, and I think about your experience. So you're a principal with Deloitte, you know, in their human capital practice. So I feel like I can infer some professional experience that would be transferable, you know, recognizing, you know, how to develop talent, recognizing how to, you know, develop leaders, you know, coming onto the board and kind of having an eye for what that could look like for City Year. I see some connective tissue there. I'm curious to talk to you about what it means to volunteer for a board for an organization like this. You know, I know that, you know, there are hundreds of nonprofits and organizations across the country who, you know, need board members, who, you know, are looking for volunteers to get involved with their organizations. You know, for someone like you who, you know, has been, you know, involved with City Year and is now, you know, stepping up and, you know, joining the board, you know, and seeing this opportunity to, you know, serve this organization that is making a really positive impact. I'm wondering what advice you might have for others who might think, hey, are there ways that I can adapt my professional experience to serve an organization like City Year or just a general nonprofit, you know, and, you know, figuring out ways to kind of, again, you know, volunteer their time or to serve others that are making a really positive impact in their local communities.
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think you're accurate in your assessment of what I bring. You know, for 30 years, I've been doing consulting around talent and human resources. And so I can bring that experience to the board. And that's what I've been trying to do in my time on the board. I'll say one thing, and, you know, this isn't about Deloitte necessarily, but Deloitte is a firm that I've loved my time here. I will retire from Deloitte. And one of the great things about Deloitte is they actually offer a nonprofit board member training program. And I went through that. You know, it was 7 or 8 sessions on Friday mornings 1 year. And they told you what it meant to be on a board. They told you the commitments you needed to make, you know, the risk that you take by joining a board and, you know, the governance that's required. So, you know, for those that are listening to this, that are in a position in their companies to say, hey, this is something we should consider for our leaders to position them better for boards, nonprofit boards, or even, you know, corporate boards. It was a really valuable thing. So yeah, but for those that are interested in board membership, you know, we all bring our unique experiences. And those experiences are typically valued. So have the confidence to inquire. In my case, as I said, I volunteered for 3 years, albeit a number of years ago before joining the City Year Board. But volunteering ahead of time is typically a really valuable way to get to know the organization and see where your talents might help.
That's great. Similar question, but different group of people. You know, kind of turning our attention to our collegiate brothers, you know, what advice would you have for them about finding purpose and service, getting involved with organizations like City Year, or even maybe working for the general fraternity after graduation?
Well, yeah, two different topics there, but I can speak to both. Look, I think purpose and community is a big part of Sigma Nu. It's a big part of Greek life in general. But I'm proud of what we as chapters, Sigma Nu chapters and Sigma Nu brothers do to give back to our communities. And I always love to read about it in the various publications, the Delta and otherwise, that come out from the fraternity to read about what our chapters are doing in community. So I believe it's, you know, to give back based on the gifts that we've been given as fraternity brothers, to give back to community and society is hugely important. In terms of the benefits of working for the fraternity after college, I think it's an honor. I think it's a difficult job to get. I know a lot of people are interested in it. And I know I spoke earlier in our chat today, Christopher, about the value I found from it. But truly, lifelong friendships that strengthened Sigma Nu for me immeasurably, and professional capabilities and skills that, you know, that I don't know that I would have gotten anywhere else. And, you know, I'm going to name drop for just a second. Brad Beecham and I are good friends. We worked together. We lived together when I was on staff. And I remember in the Alpha room at headquarters, we brought a video camera down and they were taping us giving presentations, you know, learning public speaking skills. And although I'd probably done a little bit of that in college and a little bit of that in high school, that was the first time I really learned how to speak in public, was sitting there in the Alpha room with Brad, videoing us and critiquing us. And I learned a ton from that. And I still think about that to this day.
That's great. Any advice, or if you'd want to make a pitch to, you know, individuals who might be listening to this who are going to be graduating soon and might have an interest or could benefit from the opportunity to get involved with City Year, you know, as a new representative for the board, any pitch you want to make for City Year itself?
Yeah, look, it's an amazing experience. You know, like working for the general fraternity, you're not going to get rich doing it. So it will be a year of kind of squeaking by on a low salary. But if you're interested in academia and teaching, if you're interested in nonprofit and giving back to society, if you're interested in inner city problems and working through those, City Year is a fantastic place. So I would, you know, look at the website, look for their application, feel free to reach out to me and learn more from me. I think that's a great opportunity. And I think also working for the fraternity is a great opportunity. I'm gonna give out one more plug here. Another way that I participate in Sigma Nu is through the Navigators program, which I've enjoyed the last couple of years, which is just alumni talking to undergraduates about their careers. So I've chatted with a number of folks in the last couple of years about consulting. So while I'm offering things up, anybody who's listening to this who's an undergraduate would like to talk about any of those three things, frankly, City Year, working on the fraternity staff, or management consulting in general, my virtual door is always open for my fraternity brothers.
Yeah. Well, we will coordinate with you to identify the ways that they can reach you, and share that information through the show notes for the episode. We always make those available. You can check them out within the podcast app or wherever you're listening to this episode. Walt will make sure to get connected with you and help share that contact information with our members. But Walt, thank you so much for the opportunity to join us on the podcast. I know it's a quick conversation, but just like to plug in with our alumni, hear a little bit about their Sigma Nu story, and then also hear how they're connecting that experience to life after college and into their professional career. So really appreciate you joining us and sharing your story.
It's been a pleasure, Christopher. I know there's another staff reunion coming up in the not too distant future, I think next summer in Lexington. So I hope to see you there. As I said, those are awesome experiences.
I'll be there. Well, it's been a pleasure, and I'm sure we'll talk soon.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
The bright star of Sigma Nu. 10,000 brothers wear you. 10,000 others share you. When college days are through, we still will cling to you, loyal and true, to you, old Sigma Nu.
Brothers, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Brother Sokol. During the conversation, he shared several great insights, and I want to highlight a few important opportunities he mentioned. First, if you are a senior who will be graduating this fall or in the spring semester, the fraternity is hiring for our consultant program. As Walt noted, this is an incredible opportunity to develop yourself personally and professionally, all while advancing the fraternity's honorable mission. The early decision deadline for applications is October 15 for a June 1 start. You can find more information at sigmanu.org/employment. please contact the fraternity's Director of Leadership Development, Scott Smith, at scott.smith@sigmanu.org if you are interested in opportunities for an earlier start. Second, the fraternity is currently registering brothers who are interested in participating in the Mentor Network's Navigators Program. We're looking for both mentors and mentees, so whether you're a collegiate member, young alumnus, or seasoned professional, we encourage you to join us. Last year, we matched over 130 mentees with alumni mentors for career and leadership coaching. Don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of this next class of participants. Details and registration are at sigmanu.org/navigators. And finally, while this didn't come up in the interview, it's worth noting that we're just a few weeks, and in some cases, days, away from the start of fall recruitment. The fraternity is looking to welcome the next generation of exceptional Knights, and we need your help. If you are aware of a young man who will attend or is currently enrolled at a college or university with an active Sigma Nu chapter, please let us know by completing a referral at sigmanu.org/referral. Brothers, be sure to check out this episode's show notes for all of the links and references mentioned. Also, the biggest thing you can do to help support the fraternity and support this podcast is by subscribing, making sure you are in the loop on upcoming episodes, which are released monthly. We would also appreciate it if you could share the podcast with your fellow brothers. Thank you once again for listening, and until next time.
Who am I, sir? A fraternity man am I? A Sigma Nu, sir, and will be until I die. I'm rickety hoop-dee-doo. What's the matter with Sigma Nu? Hallabaloo, Terrica, who altogether for Sigma Nu? Hey!